able to save and deliver us. We put our hope in your name, Jesus. Sing blessing,
blessing and honor, glory and power unto our God forever and ever. All of the honor, all of the praise is yours.
Jesus is higher is bigger. The name of Jesus has power. The name of Jesus is higher above all things.
There's just something about
equal, now and forever, God, you Hallelujah. All across the building, raise your hands and raise your voice. There's power in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, whatever you face, you can find it in His name. We thank you, God. We worship you today. Amen. There is a wonderful presence of the Lord here today. And we're going to bring some needs before the Lord and our ministry team. They're going to step forward and we're going to pray for needs as well. I do want us to continue to pray for my boy. He is doing better and the pain has gone down. And they are even talking about, if he does well, that they'll release him today. And amen. That's powerful. And you can't do it. You can't think your way out of it, but you can do it in the name of Jesus. And I don't know what you need today. I don't know what you're facing today, but I do know there's a God here. And he said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That's why he said in his word to cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. So you can leave today understanding that there is somebody that cares about you. And his name is Jesus. There's power in that name. Whatever you need today, why don't you step out? We're going to pray for some needs. We're going to believe that God's going to touch. God's going to heal. God's going to make a way where there seemed to be no way. Would you lift up your voice all across the building? Let's begin to pray. Let's ask God to touch us today. God, we love you. We thank you, God, for your power, your spirit, your touch, your anointing. God, we thank you for my boy. Thank you, God, for the work that you're doing in his life. I plead your blood on him, God, right now, by the power and the authority. It's in the name of Jesus, from the top of his head, the soles of his feet. Hallelujah. By the power that's in your name, touch him, God, heal him, God, strengthen him today. Come on, lift up your voice in this house today. I feel him here today. Why don't you worship? Why don't you magnify his name? We love you, Jesus.
You have won the victory.
is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat.
Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Glad that everybody's here in the house of the Lord. Good to have the CLC team in the house with us today. Amen. Glad to have every one of you. We've got a lot missing, but you showed up. You chose the right path today. And I'm glad that you're here. And I'm glad that Jesus is here. Without him, we would just be wasting time and taking up space. But I'm glad I feel him here in this house today, aren't you? Amen. A lot of great things that are coming up this Monday night is always designated 7 o'clock for Monday night prayer. I challenge you to be a part of that. Miracles and signs begin to happen when God's people begin to pray. We can't do this by ourselves, but we can do it through prayer. You may not have a lot of money in the bank, but you got power in prayer. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So get involved in prayer ministry at 7 o'clock. Tuesday night is our discipleship class, 6:30. Make sure that you're here. It's a great, great time in the Lord. And then Thursday will be our last financial piece for this quarter. And so some of you have not been at the financial piece before. I challenge you, get to this last one. It's an incredible, incredible time where you can help take the chaos out of your finances and bring the peace in. Anytime you just even start talking about and thinking about your finances and trying to be a good steward, God begins to honor that. So 6:30 at the Grogan House, please be there for that. This Wednesday night, somebody shout this Wednesday night, is Harvest Festival. And we're going to have a lot of fun. It is our annual festival that we do. Everything is free. All the bounce houses, all the food, all the prizes are completely free. And so I challenge you to get a part of that. We also have our trunk and treat contest. So whoever has the best trunk or treat, please see Sister Lisa Cruz. Let her know that you're bringing your car. You're going to be decorating your trunk or treat. And you're going to have a great time. The one that is the winner of their trunk or treat, the best creative, just the best expression, will win $50. Amen. I want to win $50. Not everybody just get excited at one time, but I'll take it. Amen. I'll do whatever I can. I'll put duct tape on my kids and put in the back of the truck, and I don't know. I'll decorate them. Amen. Just kidding. But we'll have a great time. Be a part of that. There'll be bounce houses. There'll be prizes and all that great stuff. Thank you, Sister Marjorie Calvillo. You thought I forgot. NAYC with his North American Youth Conference 2019. Last year, there was 44,000 young people gathered together for their youth congress, and there's actually a lot more that were involved on the outskirts of it, even online. And I challenge you, if you've never been a part of it, it's going to be a great, great time. But if you have any interest in going, please see Sister Marjorie tonight. It's very imperative, as we will have to make preparations on hotels and expenses and all of that great stuff. This is going to be a great time. Last year was 44,000. This year I could see it going to 50 to 55,000. It'll be a great time to rub shoulders with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We'll have a great time. It'll be in St. Louis. Amen. Brother Jose Jimenez Happy maturity to you today. Amen. Happy birthday. Love him dearly. And hopefully his wife spoils him dearly today. Amen. Let this be his day. Amen. Praise God. We're going to receive an offering to the Lord, and we're going to bless him in our giving. Wow, that was weak. Let's try that again. We're going to bless the Lord in our giving today. Amen. That's right. Let's stand our feet today, and we're going to bless him. And I challenge you. I challenge you in the Holy Ghost. If you want God to show up and bless, you got to put your faith and you got to activate your faith, because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. You got to understand that faith is what pleases God. You start putting faith in him and he'll start blessing your finances. Amen. Our decree, we say it because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Would you repeat this after me? Upon the authority of your word, I've given, and it shall be given to me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I'm a tither and I give my offerings to you, God. I bring them today in your storehouse. Therefore, the enemy is rebuked and the curse is broken. I live under an open heaven where you pour upon me blessings, and there's not room enough to receive them. Receive jobs, better jobs, raises and bonuses, sales and commissions, benefits and settlements, estates and inheritance, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, bills paid off, debts demolished, royalties received. My whole family is saved and walking with God. Perfect health and abundance to walk in the divine favor and blessings. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. All that I put my hand into will prosper in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Let's come and be a blessing to the Lord as you do. Find two or three people, love on somebody, and let them know you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord. God bless you again. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Amen. The whole service this morning.